Hey, the hunting public, welcome back to another episode. We have got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking with my friend Mike Pentecost and Terry Sullivan from Woodhaven Custom Calls. Mike's going to talk about more important tips for turkey hunting, and he's going to discuss how he runs his business over at Woodhaven. Some very interesting stuff and a bunch of cool old stories from Mike and Terry in the public land woods down south. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. But first, I want to make sure everybody knows that we've got a bunch of sweet deals right now with several of our partners: Exodus Trail Cameras, Trophy Ridge Bow Accessories, Woodhaven Turkey Calls, Onyx Maps. All these we have promo codes for down in the description below here on the podcast. We can save you anywhere from 10% to 20% off depending on the offer. So go down below, check out all those promo codes that we have to offer right now with our partners, and support them when you can. It helps us out tremendously. But thanks a lot, guys. Hope you all enjoy the show.
We got our buddy Mike Pentecost and Terry Sullivan.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Yeah, mind. Happy to have you guys.
you already want royalties?
Yeah, to be his buddy. For the record, Bent Barrel has redeemed himself.
Hey, I did. We got another one down today. It was a fun day. We're here to give y'all some context. If you're listening to this, we're here at Turkey Camp in Alabama, and we've been getting our butts whipped quite
y'all
a bit
have.
This week.
I ain't put you in a gar hole yet.
I have been getting my butt kicked with Ted, and then every time I drop away, then that's when the success happens. And I've had a little bit of a disappointment with that, but hey, you know.
You got to stink.
Remember when you're asking about it? I do. It is me. Apparently it is me.
You know what changes that, don't you?
What's that?
You cut your hair.
No. Well, yeah. Uh-oh. I don't know.
I don't know if you're going to sell that one.
I'm just telling you.
Maybe I'll wash it.
A man gets desperate. he'll do desperate things.
Yeah, I reckon. Well, they finally got that. Well, we finally got on one that was gobbling pretty good this morning. That was fun. Mm-hmm. That was sweet. But, man, it's been tough.
Yeah, it's been tough.
And you guys been telling us that.
Yeah.
Like, you all said you don't even go until.
Turkeys are going to be turkeys. I mean, you know, that's the bottom line. You just got to ingrain that, and it just got to be. I mean, this morning was the first morning I even got to go remotely. I mean, I came up last night. We cooked some deer meat and sop biscuits and, yep. You know, and had some good fun. And then, you know, I got to go trying to get, and I was so optimistic. It's going to be a great day. And, I mean, we're blessed. We've got a lot of work going on at the shop. And, I mean, when you got orders, you know, my job is to, it doesn't pay me to kill turkeys. It pays me to make turkey calls that kill turkeys. So, I mean, I know I've said that. But, you know, I was able to go with them this morning, and I was so fired. I just knew this morning was going. I mean, I was full of spit and vinegar. I was ready to go, boy. I remember
you walking right up that hill, and I was just like, we're on, man. We're on.
Followed the fearless leader. Got right up there and got deflated pretty quick. I mean, when you don't,
they'll do that to you.
You can't make them do what you. I mean, nope. You know, and I call it brim fishing with 20-pound test. I mean, you know, you go out there with that, just, you know, just come on in here. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know? I mean, you know,
get in my truck. Yeah, you just manhandle them in there.
You just bring them, and you know, you can't make a turkey gobble. You can't make him do. Turkeys are going to be turkeys. And it's just, you know, we take it for what it is, you know.
Well, and something that I think that Terry and I were just talking about around the fire before we started this, like, something that I've come to the realization of. When I was younger and I was super fired up about coming down to the south to hunt, I was like, man, it's going to be on. When you get down here, it's going to be just like when Ohio opens, because that was my experience. And after doing it for 3 years, I've decided that it's not quite on yet. You know, it probably needs even from, it's just now, always at the end of our trips down south, it's just starting to get fired up.
Yeah, I always tell them, the guys that come in, I'll call you next week and tell you how good it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I've relayed to y'all, I mean, usually April 15th is when I feel like I can go, and the stresses of trying to do my day-to-day, or where I can go on full day, you know, I can kind of check in, and but I can feel free to be gone a little bit more. We have to do those short trips. I've had to learn a modified system And we talked about that a little bit off camera. I mean, my system has been modified because of my circumstances. This morning was a very realistic experience with, mm-hmm. with my short runs. I mean, I've got to get back to work. I've got a company to run.
A lot of people do. A lot of people are exactly like it.
But yeah, we were done, too. Once you left, we were like, let's go back and edit. Yeah.
But I try to do those and get back. I try to go out when I can. I mean, here lately I've had some medical procedures and stuff done this year and a lot of work. I mean, I just hadn't got time. I hadn't time to put the effort into to those few hours of getting up early and going. But when I can, I do my short game, meaning I'm going to go and I'm going to locate. And if I get a turkey close enough and I'm hunting, mm-hmm. you know, I'll try him. If I can get him in, that's great. If I can't, I just, you know, I just chalk it up and I just say, I've disciplined myself to go back and get my work done. You know, but I'm taking inventory and doing what I can on the days like that. And then when it gets to where I can, have the time to go enjoy. I think so many guys miss the point of hunting, not just to get, you know, food and everything. And none of us are starving in this world nowadays. We're not out there really to kill the turkey for the food. We enjoyed it. We had a great meal the other night. We cooked a whole turkey the other night. It was great. Enjoyed that meal. But none of us are starving. We all go down to the grocery store and get what we want. We do it for fun and the meat and the camaraderie. You know, the fun, the friendship of being able to do this. That's what we really need to take from this. But, you know, my take on that is to make sure people understand, when you've got time in the woods, enjoy that time in the woods. If you've got the office and the work and the problems of life, and if the woods can't melt that away for you and that turkey and you can't just go have fun and do that, stay home. Mm. You're ruining yourself and you're ruining the experience. If you've got to just go kill, I mean, we all know that guy that just seems like he's that killaholic. I mean, if the kill of the kill is all you got, I question your whole. I mean, I love to kill them. I mean, who don't?
Right.
But as I get a little older, I really see that different. I really see that difference in me and how I really how
you
my heart is.
You don't take just any hunt for granted. You're just thankful to be out there for however long that you can, and you know what your limits are.
That's right.
You know,
and I think that's one of those things in podcast. You ever put the little pod on it? We're cashing it. I think this is the time that you can. Let those values kind of sink into other guys.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I like what you said. I mean, it's patience, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, P-A-T-I-E-N-C and the E is silent.
Yeah. It's patience, and you mentioned getting inventory, though, too, and that's something.
That's intel, man.
Yeah. You're out there, even if you get a chance to say, well, I got 30 minutes before work tomorrow, and it ain't going to be much for me just to cruise out and get to a spot. Well, go out.
You always have 30 minutes before work.
Yeah,
you do.
Like you said, if you don't push it,
the kids to school.
right.
Well, that's your decision too.
Yeah. You know, Terry's told me, you know, some unique stories of back when he worked in the mines, and I mean, it was. And listen to his way and his take. I mean, he worked the mines and came in, and his wife was a nurse. And I mean, and he had responsibilities to get those girls on the bus and stuff. And, you know, he would come in the middle of the night, get a little bit of sleep, get up and get those girls on the bus. And his chance to go to the woods was then, after he had those girls on the bus and gone. Then he went to the woods for two or three or four hours, whatever. And then, you know, the responsibilities of being a family man and his part he had to do in his family. I mean, you know.
Midday hunting.
Well, that's something that we
learning
talk
midday
about.
Midday hunting's a whole nother world.
Something we talk about with deer and turkey or anything. Like, anytime you get the chance, mm-hmm. it's your decision to make that move to go out there and try to learn something. Mm-hmm. You know, any scouting can be important, whether you're cruising past and just stopping out and listening. Maybe you're stopping out and listening at noon. Maybe you hear something, though, that helps you get one at noon there. And
maybe
right.
you drive
a week
past
two.
A couple of lots and you check to see if tire tracks have been going in there or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can just do little stuff
little
like that.
Little bitty things. I'll tell you one of the I'll give away some of my secrets here, you know. But
y'all better listen in. He's giving one away.
I mean, you know, one of my things was back in the day, they and some guys that picked up on it, they named the road the String Road. I used to keep black thread with me, a roll of black thread with me, and I would tie some black thread across that road, and I would know if somebody been in or been out.
Right.
By the way, that, you know, I was just checking to make sure who was doing what, where, and when.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't the day of the trail cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just, all I needed to know, especially if I left, here was my thing. If I left a road, an area, and I was working a turkey and I didn't get him, all right, the last thing I want to do is mess up a morning. So the first thing I did was go check, see if my string's up. If it's broke, somebody's either been in there during the day, or if it, you know.
You know if somebody's been in there potentially hunting that turkey.
That's right. And then, and plus, a lot of times if I left a string across the road in the night, in the evening, then I know if I was, you know, some guys would drive on back in places. And, you know, they might not, should have. That's not going, driving, you know, that don't kill turkeys. Feet kills turkeys. Being on your feet and walking in there, that, you know, that kills turkeys. But, you know, so I'd check my string and see if somebody drove in there, because I didn't want to ruin my morning walking all the way back in there to walk, drive up on a, you know, walk up on a truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, silly techniques and things, but they work. I mean,
that's what we do. Like if it's like a dusty road or something like that, we'll just scratch a line with our foot through that road, mm-hmm. just about yay wide, mm-hmm. you know, and then we can come back the next day and check for tracks.
Yeah. Tracks cut it.
Tire tracks.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff. You know, you could go all, you could write a book on that.
Yeah,
content.
I mean, you walk out on a logging trail and you just look for boot tracks. I mean, just see if anybody else has been out there hunting and listening. I mean,
yeah. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to ruin your hunt if somebody has or hasn't been in there. But it's
stuff
just
you can
little
do.
Bitty things that you keep in track of all the time. That's why we got that turkey tonight, is because we heard one on this ridge 4 days ago. And he was way, way down in there. I mean, we were up high on a listening spot and we heard him. And he was so far away and going the opposite direction that we weren't going to dive in there and go after him, you know, and wear ourselves out. So we just marked it on the pin. And then we got back, and they were hunting the north side, and they heard him. And they were like, yeah, we heard that one. Eventually, he kind of headed that direction. Well, then we kind of figured out, like, okay, he was roosted here. We heard him here. They heard him here. And then we went in there tonight, and sure enough, we were right in the middle.
And last year that day we were here, he was there too. So, yep. I mean, it's just like little stuff like that. If you just
take pieces of info,
and you just keep building them up. I mean, it's... I would say that's the most underrated thing in turkey hunting, or hunting in general. If you got with deer, turkey, whatever, if you got a minute to get out there and scout. Scouting is important, whether you're doing it from the road for 5 minutes or whether you get creative, find a way that works for you to learn something new every time you go out to your piece.
But enjoy it.
Yeah.
Use that time to enjoy in an enjoying way.
Make peace with the problems you got in life, right?
That's right.
Amen.
Terry, how long have you and Mike known each other now?
Ooh.
I answered that earlier tonight. Too long.
Yeah, he done answered that.
How many years?
It's been several years.
I don't know if we ever put the pen and the paper together. Probably 12, 13 together. I mean, you know, it came around. You ask Terry, and I'm over here answering. You tell him. I mean, we used to see each other to some of those shows and kind of got to know each other, seeing each other's face and everything. Terry said I used to wouldn't even talk to him.
So. I aggravated him by telling him. He said, you wouldn't even speak to me. I'd buy calls from you. But we was in a turkey camp down in Florida. And first time I'd ever really been around him, you know, when he wasn't at, you know, a booth or whatever, and people,
sure.
You know, he's a rock star, so all the people around him.
Rock star.
But
guy driving down the road this morning said, I watched y'all's show last night. So it's a pleasure. Glad y'all here. Good luck.
Hey, that was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was. Anyway.
But we was in turkey camp in Florida, and Mike, he wanted me to see if we could get some footage, you know, for his website. I said, sure, I'll go out there with you. And so I'd always heard about, you know, Mr. Pentecost, famous turkey hunter from Alabama. So anyway, we went off, heard a turkey that morning, took off to him and got in there on him, set up. Mike started calling to him. And it wasn't a little bit. It was three gobblers walked up. And I'm sitting there with the camera, and you know, and I'm like, okay, Mike, I'm on him. You can kill him. Which one you going to kill, you know? And he just kept sitting there, you know, and I'm like, what? So I just zoomed back.
So you get them all.
So I can get them all, whatever you got. And I said, okay, Mike, I'm on them. You can kill them. You know, and he kept sitting there, and then turkeys kept standing there, you know, and after a while, and that TV, that camera
like,
there.
Something ain't right here.
Yeah, I don't like this. And they started easing off, and so the turkeys finally just eased off, and I looked over at Mike. I said, buddy, is your gun, is there a shell in your gun, or is something happened to your gun, or what's the problem here? And he looks at me and says, well, he said their spurs wasn't about an inch and an eighth long. And I went, you got to be kidding me. I'm not used to being filming trophy turkey hunters. If he gobbles and strut, he gets shot. That's where I'm from.
That's the way I do it, too.
And later that day, we killed an inch and three quarters.
But he did. He redeemed himself.
Yeah, them Osceolas, too.
Here's a real quick story. First time I ever killed Aaron shoot buck. Buck's coming across the field, and he's like, I don't know, Zach. And I said, Aaron, if you don't shoot that buck, I'm going to knock your ass out of this tree.
I was looking at this deer, and the day before that, we saw two huge bucks in the same field. And this is a big buck.
Yeah.
Like, he steps out, and I don't even have to glass him. He's 400 yards away. Like, yeah, he's a boss. And I looked over there at him, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to shoot him or not. And I said, I might shoot him if he comes all the way in here to this decoy that we got set up. And Zach's like, you're going to shoot that buck. And then, we filmed the deer for like 15 minutes, didn't talk, didn't do anything. I grunted at him eventually and got his attention, and he saw the decoy, and he starts coming. Well, it takes a deer on just a steady walk a long time to make it 300 yards across that field. So as that buck is coming in, we're both not saying anything, and he gets about 100 yards, and I said, I don't know, Zach. And he just looked at him. He went like that. While that deer. And he's like, you better shoot that buck or I'm going to fight you. Yeah. And then he started coming in. I was like, oh, yeah. He is a big one.
You know, when you hunt together, that's some good times, too.
It is.
You know, one of the things that I've come to realize, too, is you can kill the biggest buck in the woods. You can kill the biggest turkey in the woods. And when you by yourself, you just killed a big buck or a big turkey or whatever.
Right.
And even you can enjoy the piece, but when you do it with a friend or something, you know, cameraman, which becomes real good friends, and you guys do a great job in, y'all's camaraderie is very cool and everything, but you sharing it with somebody is some true good times, and you get to talk about them for a lifetime. I mean, we've called in some deer. I mean, I've called deer one time. We can remember the story that, you know, I have this bad habit about, you know, doing that. Come on, baby. Come on. Just come on. I'm doing that. You know, I've done grunted and rattled and and he's doing that. He's doing that coming across there.
And
I'm come on. Just keep coming. Just come on. And, you know, Terry gets tickled at me. You know, cause I talk the whole time. Come on, keep coming. I usually do. You
know? I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. I think it's funny tonight. I got fired up. Aaron shot a turkey, and he said, you're not happy for us? I said, I'm happy for you, but I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Whether I'm the guy shooting, cameraman, whatever, like, I want to be there and have that excitement in the moment with you guys. Yeah. Like, it's good to come back to camp and everything, and that part of it's good, too, but, like, that in the moment, and I think it's funny, I dog on the camera some, like, ha, the camera messed that one up. I would never be filming if I wasn't doing this, but, like, I still would be because I like to be with my buddies.
Yeah.
I like to go hunting with my buddies, and I think ultimately, that's the thing that makes hunting fun for me is, like, you're always going to be with – you're going to get to share that fun experience with somebody.
That, you know, it's probably not discussed much. Everything is talked about, the how-tos and the why-tos and techniques and everything, you know. You know, Terry's first hunt. So you just throw it.
You got to say no. You got to tell us about it.
Oh, boy. We better move on.
First time he come turkey, you need to ask him straight up. What?
Hey, first time I was with him, I missed, and I'm going to live with that for as long as I'm upright.
Pretty tough.
He comes strolling up. You remember I showed you the coffin. And it was fun to, you know, show y'all what it did and everything. Yeah. You ought to have seen him that morning. He come up.
It was different.
It was different.
Yeah, first time I went up to this place, you know, we was going to hunt. you know, never been with him up here, you know, been with him in Florida.
Right.
But he's like, come up here, you know, my place and hunt my woods, you know. I said, all right, I'll come up there. And so you get up there, you know, and you get your gear out, and you go to put it in his truck. And I went to put my gear in the truck, and I looked in the back. I said, what in the world is in the back of this truck? He said, it's a coffin, a turkey coffin. I said, a turkey coffin? I said, I have hunted with all kind of folks, but I, you know, you were a serious turkey hunter. When this cat's got, you go to put your gear and there's a turkey coffin in the back of the truck. And he said, yeah, we'll be using it today. And he said, we'll be putting one in it today. And by George, we did. We put one in it that day.
He did the same thing to us. Last year we were, you know, foggy and it was 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Foggy.
He's like, I got to show you guys something before we go up the mountain here.
Yeah.
And he opens the pack hatch of his Explorer. Yeah. And I was just like, holy cow.
Yeah. And now his kids.
Awesome.
Yeah, his kids have killed so many. You know, when you open the coffin, they got all their.
Oh, yeah.
It's marked up with each kid.
That's
which
good
one
stuff,
of his,
too, you know.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, too.
That is good stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
A lot of history in that turkey coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're right there in the front of the shop. I've been walking by them every day.
Don't need to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot of
money. Hey, at the very least, when you drive a like a SUV-type vehicle like you and I and us three,
yeah,
then at least you don't get it all over all the carpet.
That's right.
That's
that is
a practical application. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of pros, and then that one just tops it. Like, hey, at least you don't get blood all over
that
the place.
That morning, too, me and Terry went to a turkey that I'd been on a couple of times, and he'd been kind of giving me the dido, you know, had hens with him, and he was in a great spot. And I had Terry with me, and, the turkey gobbled, and I decided I'd done come at him the same way, so I'm going to give him a different angle, you know, I'm going to go at him a different angle. And we got around, you know, and the turkey still gobbling, doing his thing, and, you know, and.
Yeah, he went up that mountain. I'm talking about you turn around and blink, and he's done it, gone. I'm like, God, that man was gone. I mean, he go up a mountain like a mountain goat. And I get about halfway up that mountain. I'm like, and then I catch my breath, and I get on the top of the mountain, and I look, and there's Mike. He's standing there like he is.
First day with the camera.
You know, and I'm like, what's wrong, buddy? He says, if you'd have been here, we would have killed the turkey. He just went by.
Following two hands.
He said he was following two hands. I was waiting on you to get here.
But I was supposed to be filming. Yeah. So later that day, though, it was like about the third or fourth turkey we got on that we just happened all day long. I'll let him tell this because he tells it real good.
We're on filming stuff's hard.
I done figuring this out real quick. Filming stuff sucks.
He really enjoyed the camera being on him. And so after I'd been messed him up a few times.
We never could. I never could sit in the right spot, and then the turkey would. He never would tell me I could shoot. You know, and I never could, you know, so I,
yeah,
anyway.
Something would happen every time. I couldn't see it.
Fourth turkey we were on in the morning, about 10:30 or 11:30.
Yeah, and then we got on that turkey, and we got in there pretty tight on him, and then it wasn't a real good video, he turned around, and them veins come out, and he just sit down and shut up. I'm going down there and kill this turkey. I said, okay. So I just leaned back against the tree. And he went over, and about that time, boom! I'll be done.
Had to do it.
Had to do it, man. I'm a turkey hunter, turkey killer. Yeah. I wanted that turkey. It was time for something to die right then. I mean, you know, I done had all the filming. They tried to put an electronic trigger on my on my gun, I wasn't gonna let it release till they say
the cameraman gives you the green
cameraman,
light.
Yeah, our saying is the cameraman has the ball.
Yeah,
it takes him a little while to get there though, because like I said, down there in Florida, got on. He wanted to get some footage, you know, for his, and the guys took us out there, showed us where to go, you know. And we got on the turkey, you know, that morning, right at daylight, got in there. Mike started calling me, and he had him screaming, you know. And he's like, I need some good footage. I need real good footage. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there, got the camera right over his shoulder, you know, okay. And about that time, old turkey, cow, you know, here he comes. And then all of a sudden the turkey pops up, and I mean right on
he's
top
running
of
him. Right
he's
at me.
Running. I'm telling you, and in the turkey, I mean, he comes out of that old thick stuff in Florida, you know, and I'm wanting footage. I need footage for my website.
That thing looked like a pterodactyl, man. He looked like he'd been I'm from Alabama. Yeah, dang thing rushed me.
That thing, he come out of that thick mess, and when he come out in that open, we got like 3 seconds. Boom! and the guys from Florida, the guy, they would say, good footage there, yeah, Mike. What did we get? 3 seconds right there.
Yeah. It was classic, but I mean, hey, I've had to learn. You know, I'm.
I said, Mike, I didn't tell you.
This Alabama
to shoot.
Boy ain't used to those coming at me like that. I'm, you know, it unnerved me.
It took him a while. Wait till I tell you to shoot.
We learned,
but it takes a while, as y'all know.
Oh yeah,
you know, for you get, work the kids out.
I feel like we've actually gone backwards. They're like, he's going away. We'll talk about it later.
What happened to me tonight? Yeah, he's not on foot. Yeah. On film. We're it's like the first turkey that I've killed, probably off camera. And many years.
Really?
Long time. Yeah. I killed one off camera with my dad back in 2014, but that's the only one since I was 18 years old.
Off camera's a no-no. I've been told off camera's
a no-no. See, here's my thing. This is my view on it. I think that the footage, like, best you can do, you get the best footage you can get. Yep. But I guess it's on camera.
I mean, he was rolling on me and wide, and the turkey may be in the left-hand
Well,
corner of the frame,
I guess the thing
you're
is,
right.
Is
I mean,
like,
it's very
like,
hard.
It's hard. It's just like they're less predictable than a whitetail buck.
Absolutely.
And a mature whitetail buck is pretty unpredictable. I mean, that's why a lot of people don't shoot them. Then you're talking about a turkey who's scooting through the woods. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about trying
These
to put together footage.
Too, man.
Yeah, I mean, really anywhere too. I mean,
turkeys are hatched with PhDs, hard hats, and flak jackets. They know it. They've had it done to them. You know, you're doing something when you kill them down here. But you know, bringing something to a point. Looking at where y'all, I can't call y'all the hunting public. Y'all are the turkey hunting public to me. THP, turkey hunting public. Yeah. But you know where you guys are taking, you know. Dave with Penhody and the content in general. There's a new vibe and a new way. You know, I don't think. I mean, you hear a little bit of people getting beat up the way it used to be. You got to realize we all have watched. That was the way then. Yeah. It wasn't. It is not wrong today just because it was the way it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is just a new way, this new content. What people want to see now, they is different than what they wanted to see then. We all watched the TV and hunting and everything the way it used to be. There's nothing wrong. I mean, some guys take a negative and talk about, well, if you ain't doing it, you know, it's just that this is a new wave. This is the new way. It's a new day. It's just the new way. And you got to embrace, I mean, everybody's embraced that new more in the moment. You know, last year with you, it was, you know, it was insane to me that you were back there behind me. And I'm trying to get you to, you know, and you're back there walking with that thing in your hand.
Film.
You know, but and talking to it. And I was like, you know, you was like, well, folks, we're moving up on this turkey. You know, but that's just, you got to lose the old school and go with what's new. And what the new content, the new way to do it is actually real, real fun. It's really, 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 to me, a lot more realistic. But just because the old guys or the old ways it was done, you know, looking down the barrel, the trigger popped off, the eyes, and it was what it was, but it was good foot. It was good stuff then.
Absolutely.
We've all watched it.
Yeah, like,
but
probably.
I don't think folks ought to be critical the way it was. I just think it's time we need to, you know, I think this y'all are revolutionizing and moving things into a direction, you guys, that are doing the
We came from that mold.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we've learned how to do it a bunch of different ways and appreciate all the different methods or strategies or whatever you want to do. I mean, we talk about that all the time. When you're turkey hunting, whether you're using a decoy or blind or a bow or
you do it because you
whatever.
Love, you love
cares.
It.
You
yeah.
Go,
I mean,
who cares?
If it's legal and you enjoy it, and I had to learn how to do tools for my kids. You know, that was a changing moment for me. You know, and if you'd have told me a few years ago that I would have ever sit in a gobbler chair, a gobbler lounger, whatever mm-hmm. they call it, those little chairs, and done different things that we've, mm-hmm. you know, and right. blinds. I mean, I thought that was for sissies and blah, 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 you know. And I'm like, man, you know.
Gets people out there.
Yeah, decoys. You know, I grew up in Alabama. We didn't use decoys. I still don't use decoys up here in these mountains. I know how to kill these turkeys mm-hmm. right here in these mountains. I know how to play the game. Mm-hmm. You know, and that makes you a good turkey hunter, in my opinion. But, you know, and I still hunt them the way
you always have.
But, you know, but then, you know, a lot of times stuff to try to train your children and get them in the game and get them in the sport. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have to face those challenges. You got to realize, I mean, there's tools out
Everybody's
there.
Everybody's situation's different.
That's right.
Across the board, every state's mm-hmm. different.
Every general area within a state. I mean, we were talking about where we hunted last year versus this year. Totally different game. So, you're exactly right. You just gotta. I mean, as long as you're open minded and it's illegal.
I mean, I just think
just
we need
fun.
To embrace.
Just have fun. Just go out there and have fun. Go out there and have fun with your buddies.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to get to do this all the time. I mean, it ain't a competition. Just go out there and just have a good time. It's a competition between you and that bird.
Yeah.
That's the competition.
That's right.
You know?
Just trying to have too much fun. That's the only real goal. It's like trying to have those memories with your buddies. That's like
we had a lot of it today.
Yeah. Hanging around y'all, you will have fun.
Maybe a little weird, but
almost too much fun.
It might be a little weird, but it's gonna be fun.
We're a bunch of ham sandwiches, is what I say.
Oh Lord! We're on air.
We can tell y'all some stories, but we probably better.
These boys, they don't even have mayonnaise in the camp. They put chicken on bread and poured ketchup on it and slapped it together and ate it. But I said, boys, we're fixing to cook turkey. Yeah, but I need something right now. You know, we're fixing to fry some great turkey over here. Yeah, but I'm hungry now. These boys eat. Hey, we fixed chili and tater soup for them, you know.
Pecan pie, Robin did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And you was there eating, and Terry eats at the house pretty regularly. You know, he likes it down there.
Oh, yeah. It's real good.
I've been there once.
Great. That was fun having y'all there. Glad to have you that night. But my wife, she said the next day we was coming up here to cook that deer meat, and we was laying deer meat out. She said, you better lay out twice as much as you think you're going to cook, because them boys eat.
We do, because we're used to eating crackers, and peanut butter, Cliff bars, or whatever.
Sleeping in a ditch. In a tent where you feed up in it. Hey.
I'll never forget, like, there was this moment we were in Mississippi a couple of years ago where we look across the road. We're on the gravel road and we're all in the crouching position, just like eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, like somebody's taking them away from us, like watching over our shoulders. And we're just like, hey, this is weird.
He's been gone from home too.
We just had our cell phone lights out there. Pouring peanut butter on.
Just like not talking, just that sound of like that ambient sound of just chewing on peanut butter.
The turkey tour has kicked off in 2019, and we have set y'all up, and I'm sure that it will digress and digress from here.
It's going to get way worse.
Y'all started on the mountain, and y'all will go down. I'll be watching y'all be in them tents. And
a couple of weeks, we're going to have pine needles over us as a blanket, and just be like, I think we can walk to the car in the morning.
Oh, no. That's right. We're uptown down here. We've been coming every day, working at the shop with y'all. And, man, I mean, I've been impressed. You guys just flat get after it when y'all are
left here to come do this, and you guys were still there. Walked out together.
Yeah.
Building calls at 8 o'clock.
We were just talking about eating supper the other night. Isaac was cutting mouth calls.
He
put his pajamas on.
And got a shower, put on his pajamas. He'd already done his homework, played outside for a while. And he cut a bag or two of calls for us. He sure did. I'm proud of my kids. You know, work ethic. You got to learn that. And, you know, Jacob went in with me the other morning. I mean, it's hard this time of year. I mean, it really is. And, especially with stuff. I mean, we're blessed. But when an order's there to be done, you got to keep going. We build all year long. And, I mean, people just think we turn it, you know, go in and turn on the light switch and turn on the turkey call switch, and the lights come on and the turkey machine to start spitting out turkey calls. And you know, when Jacob got up and went with me, he said, "Dad, I want to go weedy today. I want to." It was a Sunday. I mean, usually we're in church, you know, and you know, it's a hard time. And the preacher knows. I mean, he loves me, and we talk about it because I mean, it's a hard time. Sometimes I'm, this time of year, it's not uncommon for me to be working 7 days a week. But Jacob went with me, and he sat with me, and I showed him what, and they're perceptive, they're all good kids and everything, and you know, I just showed him some of the techniques and stuff, and that makes you proud because you're instilling in them value in what you do, and seeing pride, and seeing them looking what you're doing as a worth. They don't just think, hey, this is our turkey call business. Well, you got to understand, there's work. I was having him do some of the techniques, you know, do some sanding and just working with his hands and
that's what I think a lot of people need to know is, like, you're in there building these things with your hands every day.
It's 8 o'clock
PM. You've done this for how many years now?
It's 8 o'clock PM, and I'm hearing calls going off because they're checking the strikers to make sure they met. That's the kind of stuff, though, that I think that
it's real cool. You go walk around the woods with him, he's like talking about these different kinds of wood and all this stuff. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know what that even means. Like, I don't know what kind of tree that is or what kind of sound that particular wood makes.
But when you get a call, though, I mean, that knowing, I think for me, knowing that effort is put into it and then hearing that sound, it's like, that's why that's different.
Yeah.
Well, that's why that's different than everything
else. Completely different than everything else. Because, I mean, you guys...
He knows which striker is going. When he hears a hen, he knows which striker there is going to match that hen.
Yeah,
he'll pull a sack full of them strikers out.
Saw the box.
Yeah, he'll find one in there. It's going to be close to. I ain't never seen nobody could match a hen like he can in the woods with them with whatever pot called. Of course, he's got a sack full of them.
Yeah, we saw that little sack this morning.
Yeah, that thing's been around for a long time.
It looked like it has. That's cool.
But that's just one of those things I carry. That's the way I do it, you know.
It's awesome.
Terry can give you another insight on that, too. I mean, about being it. I mean, he'd been around to the shop and been filming and stuff with us, and he's actually came in and started working with us this year because he's close to us. He's our friend, my family, they call him Pawpaw Naughty, you know.
I do nod off in the woods sometimes.
Isaac gave him that name because we get all set up and everything, and if we have to just wait on it for any reason, you know, Isaac would say, Dad. No, Naughty's over. Pawpaw Naughty.
I'm cousin Naughty. Yeah. I'm immediately. We sit down. Yeah. I'm out. I'll see you
cousin
later.
Naughty or cousin Eddie. There, everybody's got a cousin Eddie. Yep. Are you him? Okay.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, you know, Terry, you can ask him. He can tell you in his own words.
As many times I've been in the shop, we're going to go film somewhere, and I pop in the shop, you know.
He might come in a day early or something, but
you know,
he's always
day
getting
early,
ready to go.
And I see him work, or, you know, but it don't really hit you to, you know, he said, man, I'm snowed under. Can you come up here and help me for a few days? So anyway, I go up there and he puts me in the wood shop and I'm like, oh, I had no idea this much effort. As many times as I've been in that shop and just passed through, you know, just walking through, like kind of like when you get back there in that shop and see all the stages that goes into making those calls, it's like,
oh, there's people running. You got a fairly small crew, I would say, that's all real tight-knit group.
They are very tight.
I mean, it is.
I've got
and
the,
they're
it,
all
I feel like, yeah, I feel like I've got
the
know,
day of the week
know a lot of them really
working.
Well.
Yeah. They're good people. I mean, and it takes good people that, it's almost like a small family, and you bear each other's burdens. Sometimes somebody gets mad or whatever, but, I mean, the QC – that goes through there. I mean, because the effort, you know, I try to tell them, I said, you know, the Woodhaven name and my reputation goes on every one of these. And I need you to understand that your heart and soul is in this too. And I give you just as much credit. And I do, you know, I always tell folks, it's not just me. You know, I'm thankful to the good Lord. Number one, he's given us talent and ability and opportunity. And then, you know, to put us all together and put the people that put their blood, sweat, and tears in their hands and their, it takes everybody. It takes from the Robin and Kyle and them doing the the controlling the front and you know, taking orders and making sure things are shipped right and done right, and every little detail from sending a call to spraying a call to assembling to tuning to packaging. If it ain't done right, and we call it the Woodhaven way.
Right.
The Woodhaven way is that's what we have to.
If it isn't done right, then it gets literally thrown into a box of stuff that doesn't even get sold. I've seen that too.
I watched a call that he ran that sounded good, and I was like, "That sounds good." He's like, "Yes, but it doesn't sound great." And he threw it.
Yeah,
threw it
away. The call box.
I've done the same
because
thing.
Because he's
It drives him insane.
It drives me. I mean, that call will sound great, and they'll it ain't going out
there.
The door.
Not there yet. It's got to be real.
Yep.
And the interesting thing is it's all in this one room in there. Everybody's working.
It's a well-oiled machine in there.
Together.
I've learned to say it.
Like, you're back here building with everybody. Yeah. Robin and Kyle are up front running.
Yeah, everybody's
taking phone calls. I mean, it all has to be done. And then customer service to me.
Yep.
You know, you'd be surprised how many people just want to say, I'm so glad to talk to a person. I didn't want to talk to no dadgum machine.
It was Saturday, and I was sitting in there editing. Everybody else was out in the woods. I was in there editing. I think you were the only one in there.
I'd had that. I was hurting. Uh-huh. That was the Saturday after I'd had that back procedure on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was in there working because I had a job to do.
Sitting in there, a guy comes in, and he's like, "Hey, do you know who I can talk to get some calls?" And I was like, "Yeah, go to the very back there." Next thing I know, Mike's got talking to him about all the calls. I'm sitting there listening to him talk about everything, and here the guy walks out with calls. Saturday. Yeah. You know, whatever time. I mean, heck, it could have been 6 p.m. I don't know. I don't know what time it was, but, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, I don't know, to me
when
goes.
When you create a business that's designed to create a product to help people, and that's your goal, like, then you just can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when you're trying to build something that helps people kill turkeys.
That's right.
And boy, it does, you know.
Wow. Yeah. And you want to be the very best. You know.
I wasn't a very good caller before, and then I feel like, I'm at least average.
People overcomplicate these things when they start businesses up and whatnot. They just think too much into it. It's like, hard work is hard work. Mm-hmm. You know, if you come up with a mission with something that's designed to help people, and it's genuinely built with that intent in mind, then you can't fail. You know, that's obvious. That
takes integrity. And integrity is doing the right thing when nobody's watching.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
nobody's watching you cut mouth calls at home in your living room in the evenings.
Or at the ball field.
Yeah.
You know, when you have the, you keep those little hand sanitizers in my Tupperware.
I see
bowl.
You had those.
You know, I'm even in my water. I got my scissors and I got my Tupperware bowls, and I'm just working.
So you're telling me you don't test all those mouth calls too before you
send them? Well, there's something about those sanitary reasons.
That's where you pass a little bit, test them. Nah, that's funny.
Yeah, that is funny. we wish we could put flavor in them things, you know.
A little taste of Woodhaven itself.
Put a little taste of something in there. Spearman or something, you know. Everybody told me, he said, "Man, if you'd ever figure out how to make mouth calls taste like Copenhagen or whatever, you know, how many you'd sell, you know, if you could come up with a flavor, just drop some flavoring in there." You're probably right. I mean.
Probably right.
Going back to what we're talking about, it's been fun kicking off the tour here. You know, it's been fun having you guys in camp.
And
everything. it makes you look forward to next time. You leave here thinking about next year. We'll always be thinking about how to, make sure you've got a camp to come into and have fun. And y'all can go tell everybody how to sop syrup now.
Sop biscuits.
We've had a blast.
Oh, yeah. And this is like the first trip of the year is always like
harder. Like, I feel like I'm sitting here now. I was looking at the calendar. I'm like, man, like, we're pretty good ways into it. Like, it's going to be easy. And then I was like, well, but we're not going to have a camper. We're not going to go to dinner. You know, we're not going to do all these things. So,
you don't have mama making soup and
pecan
chili
pie.
Yeah, pecan.
That's good stuff. And yeah, I mean, we've been looking forward to this all winter. We've been cooped up working all winter, and it's like, man, I got to get it in the woods. Yeah, so the first trip of the year, whether they're henned up and tough or not is one thing.
Right.
I'd rather hunt them every day.
Rather hunt them than not hunt them. And rather hunt them than sit at the computer all day.
And I, you know, me and Noddy and Skeet, yeah, we still be out doing some stuff, and maybe we'll send y'all up some. You know, we will link up y'all some footage of as it's going on. But sometime y'all need to double back, do the tour as we're going to go back and revisit. This is when we were here early in the season, and now
that'd
look
be
how
cool.
Green. Look at this, and because about April 15th is when I'm notoriously. That's kind of when I actually start having my feel like my day, and I don't know. This year's been a different year. So, I mean, seriously. I mean, we're on point. Like I told you, we had three more big orders come in today, and I mean, again, you're blessed. You don't say that with any regret. Mm-hmm. You say it with you know, Lord, thank you. It's an opportunity, you know, and because it's an opportunity to continue to grow and spread our product out there. I mean, that's just a win-win, and then, you know, and it is like you. It's no different than the guy coming by today and say, "Hey, man, saw you on TV or saw the show last night and everything." For me to see guys and gals being successful with our products and the story after story, hey man, I love a wood. Just get you a wood haven. That's a great, great feeling. I mean, you know, I don't mean to be condescending,
I mean,
or anything. Or I don't even know what that word means, but sounds good. No, I mean, I don't even, you know, but don't mean to be how do you say that? Hey man, you're thankful.
Yeah,
you're thankful. You
appreciate people. I mean, you know, we've got a good friendship and relationship with y'all, and sometimes business is involved in that. But I mean, still, it's
pretty easy one to
It's hard to, you know, you can't to me, you can't pay some. You couldn't. The money ain't worth my entire. You know, if I can't use the product, if I couldn't use it, I wouldn't want to.
Right.
You know, and I want people that want to be around us and believe in us. And, you know, it's a blessing just to be involved in that and have good people continue to use our cause. And we're not ever going to be perfect. Nobody is, you know. One man walked on this earth and there ain't going to be another one like him. So that was perfect. And we just going to be striving to be what the best we can be and ask to be forgiven and, you know, give him praise, honor, and glory for it and follow. We are the messenger, we're not the message.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you think your britches are getting too big, remember, you're the messenger, you're not the message. You're not number one.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, but we're truly honored and blessed, and I mean, 2019's kicked off and kicking in good. There's a lot of turkeys are dying, you know, so.
Hopefully, we got to go get Ted one in the morning.
Yeah, hopefully that just keeps rolling.
Wish I could go with you. I mean, it's been, you know, so bad that I hadn't been able to kick in here. I mean, this morning we totally got just frustrated going. That's going back to the top of the show, you know, top of what we, you know, it was just frustrated. But I mean, it is what it is. Turkey's going to be turkeys, and ain't nothing you can do about it. And you know, the responsibilities we got and I have has not lended me the opportunity to go. So
that's right.
But
that's
right. Y'all know what you're doing, and y'all have done a good job. And maybe we still get to go together sometime. And like I said, y'all need to double back sometime and say, let's do the tour. Let's go back to Alabama and revisit where we are. That would
prime
be
time.
Prime
I think
time.
That'd be pretty wild.
Fun. Yeah.
That'd be pretty
if you
fun.
Get birds gobbling and going up, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. It's been cool. Really fun. Appreciate you talking turkeys with us.
I'm just glad y'all didn't ask Naughty too many questions. So he's already feeling relief.
Thanks, Terry. Yeah, appreciate you.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It's fun.
Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening or watching. See you.